Welcome to Song State. Hi. Octopath Traveler.
Our names.
Welcome to Song State. My name is Bradley.
My name is Emma.
And this is Song State. So today, we're going to be talking about...
Octopath Traveler. It's a video game.
Yeah.
It's a JRPG turn-based game on Switch and PC, and I love this game. I love a lot of parts of this game, but we're a music podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the music of this game.
Yes. So what about the soundtrack stands out to you?
Well, in Octopath Traveler, there's 8 characters. They all have their own story.
Their own paths.
Octopath track, because there's 8 and octo means 8.
And they travel
path,
on paths.
And they travel.
That's crazy. Okay, yeah. Continue.
So they all have their own paths.
Yeah.
So each character, what's really cool about their theme songs is that each of these characters has like their own signature instrument. So for example, like one of the characters that's like big, strong Nightman has like some sort of horn, you know, because that's like... strong and triumphant and pride, and like they, you know, like a flute is used for the more airy, soft character and things like that. So each one of these 8 characters has their own signature instrument that plays through all of their different theme songs.
Yeah.
There's more than one theme song, you say? Yes. It's the same.
What? Okay. Yeah, I said that.
It's the same general sound, but like, that they have their own, like...
it's like a switch-up.
So there's, like, the bass theme, yeah. Right? But then when, like, something crazy happens yeah. in the game, they, like, switch it up.
It and evolves.
They shove it in a minor key.
What I know about this game, in particular, is that a lot of the songs use key changes to convey emotions. The most common key change there is in general is the 1-4. And it is a fourth above the original key. It's just a one note jump, right? So it's not too big of a difference. So with Tressa, one of the characters in Octopath Traveler, her theme song starts in the key of A. And it uses the melodic figure down. And okay. then it goes straight into D and goes off and does its own thing in that key. Kind of like what you said when it kind of something happens and the key changes and that sort of... thing.
Powerful.
Yeah, moments. Like it brings it down, like it kind of gives it like a darker feel, but yeah. it still has that sort of airiness to it. Let's get to another character now that has a pretty jarring key change. And that's Ulbrich.
The Nightman.
Exactly, the Nightman. So he starts in D minor, and it goes down to F minor. It's like a walk down into sort of going down into the key, and then it explodes for an epic violin part into the other key. And it's super dramatic, and the dissonance, it's not a 1-4, it's a 1-3 flat. So that's 3 notes jumped instead of having that one note difference from
far
3 to from 1-4. Yeah, so it's kind of like a very forceful key change for a very strong and forceful character.
Oh, yeah. Well, his whole thing is like he grew up with his best friend and then they went to war and then the best friend like killed the king and he was like, why would you do that? And the best friend was like, oh, whatever. And so his whole story is like, that's the plot, right?
Yeah.
So his whole story is... what am I fighting for then?
Yeah.
So, big, strong, triumphant, prideful Nightman.
Yeah.
Horns are horns. Fitting.
Yeah. So, another way that key changes happen, instead of a jarring, super dramatic whatever with Ulbrich, is called pivot chords. In Frostland, the song Frostland, mm-hmm. It starts in B flat minor, and then they use the F sus chord... to switch it to G minor. And that F sus has notes in B flat minor and G minor. It is a distant leap, but the F chord fits in both keys.
It's less abrupt because you, instead of going from one key, bam, mm-hmm. new key, it's like this key, and then you get a note that like fits in that key, but also fits in the new one, right?
And even in the song How Amusing, it goes from D minor to B flat minor, and that's a pretty dang far reach. But to make it work and to make it sound kind of like more fluid and less like a punch to the face, they go through a bunch of different keys that are very similar to each other until they reach the end goal.
So it's like stepping down
in
through keys.
Yeah.
Before you get to like the one you
want. So like they go through like three chords but in different keys over and over again until they reach the key that they want to get into. One of the last but not least tools used that Octopath Traveler loves doing to do the key change, the famous key change, doesn't
we love it.
Yeah. Is to play chords that aren't in the key it's currently in to foreshadow the key change later on in the song.
Uh-huh.
So when they implement that chord out of key, they repeat it over and over again so you get used to hearing that chord. Even though, like, the first couple times you might be like, oh, that's dissonant, like, ooh, like, that gives me the heebie-jeebies. You end up getting used to it, but then when they throw you in another key, that same chord is still in that key, and it makes sense, and that chord sounds great now. And it's a very, like, transformative way of having the listener love a key change.
They're, like, preparing you for it.
So let's go back to Tressa, right?
Okay.
And something about the arrangement is pretty interesting when you have a AAA game, but it's not very symphonic. There's not a huge orchestra behind the soundtrack.
Octopath is very much like trying to make you nostalgic of old games from like 80s, 90s, like the old JRPGs.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, with old consoles, right, you have a certain number of tracks. And
yeah.
that those tracks are not only music, because they have to be shared with sound effects too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't put in a full orchestra because you don't have room. But the other thing is, like,
for the space of the game, right?
Tiny game, tiny console, right? It can't hold that much. But also it just, like, you couldn't make it sound like an orchestra. Like, they're all like these like chip tunes, right?
Mm-hmm. They use like, they use sine waves.
Yeah.
And like the stuff you would find in an analog synthesizer.
Yeah.
Because that's just pure electricity. It doesn't take up too much space.
That was like all they could manage.
Exactly.
For a console like that. So Octopath was trying to replicate that, but with, like, you know, the sound of real instruments. But, like, instead of using that full orchestra, they instead went for, like, two violins,
mm-hmm.
some drums, like, a guitar, a bass. Like, it was, like, a very small...
And then they add, like, the hero instrument.
Yeah.
Like a trumpet or a flute.
Yeah, it's this pretty small group. Because that with so little tracks, with so little instruments, it's more reminiscent of those old games,
mm-hmm.
which is what they were trying to replicate. So a big thing they had to consider was the melody. Of course you consider the melody in everything, okay. But like, because there were so few tracks, the thing you remember from these soundtracks to these old games is the melody. So it has to be more upfront than most other songs. And it has to be like, it has to be catchy, it has to be good, but it has to be subtle enough to not get annoying, because you're hearing this song for like 30 hours, because the nature of these games, right? Like you wander around, you hear it for so long that it has to be good and catchy enough, just but like simple enough that you're not like, oh my God, not this song again.
Mm-hmm.
So when the composer of this game, Yasunori Nishiki, composed this music, he thought about the melody first. Like he thought about it, he got the melody first, and only when he had the melody did he consider everything behind that. Because if the melody is not good when you only have five instruments, it's not gonna be nearly as good.
Yeah. I feel like the melody is what really sold all the songs. It makes sense to just start out with a simple melody that you can be like, okay, this is what I'm going for, this is the idea, this is the emotion I'm trying to convey, and like imagining the stuff in the background that will complement that melody without making it too extravagant and tiresome.
Yeah, so that's why a lot of these songs are like super fast-paced, like a fast tempo, because it's keeping your attention, right? Like there's not very many like slow songs, because if you're wandering a city in this game and it's just, and it's like, you're like fighting things and then it's just like, oh, we're chilling out. No, like you're gonna lose interest, you know? Like this. So a lot of these games are just like super fast, which is why I like it. I like fast music.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's keeping that super fast tempo to keep you listening. They really have to consider what instrument they're using for the melody, because it has to be, like I said, it has to be more on top of everything else. So usually they'll use a higher range instrument, which is why this game has a lot of violins, flutes, trumpets, like, because they're all higher, so they're sitting on top, catches your ear.
And that makes sense, because in the old video games, all the melodies would be a very high-pitched sort of 8-bit sound to be able to stand out behind the more bassy notes of the time.
Yeah.
When you can only have like two or three sounds, you have to really pick the octaves, and of course the highest one would be the melody.
You only have so many sounds to work with those old consoles, right? Like you only have so many different tones you can do, because it all is just like the chip tune.
Yeah.
So yeah, they had to have like the low, the mid, the high. So they were trying to replicate that, right? Like they have the high with the melody, they have some percussion, and then they have like another soloist or two. Like they don't have a lot going on, to just so there really is a low, a mid, a high, and then nothing else.
Yeah. That was Song State. Bye.
No. No, that was Song State. We talked about Octopath Traveler. I'm Emma.
I'm Bradley.
He's so far from the mic right now.
I'm really far away from the mic right now.
Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Oh God.
Song State. That was Song State. Bye.